Hey y'all, this is Destiny, the writer and director of Absolutely No Adventures. We are currently hard at work on season 2, but in the meantime, I wanted to shout out a show made by a good friend of mine that was also a really big inspiration for A&A. In Between followed an adventuring party between their daring escapades as they spend their downtime at a very convenient magically relocating inn. It's funny and heartfelt, and right now it's crowdfunding for season 5. They could really use your help, so check it out, and if you dig the show as much as I do, you could find them at crowdfunder.com/inbetween5. That's crowdfunder.com/INNBETWEEN and the number 5. That's it for me. Enjoy, and I'll see you back here real soon.
Previously on In Between.
We're breaking the curse.
I found out how to break the curse, but you're not gonna like it. We need some ingredients. Some Kembo Luminous.
Did you see that? There's something in the water down there.
The feathers of a cockatrice.
Betty, no!
And, the sun which faces the sun.
I'm sorry, what?
You've got to be kidding me.
Call this meeting to order, I guess. Anyone got a gavel?
You think we should have a presiding officer?
A joke, I believe. Meltier, what has your research uncovered?
Well,
Now wait, I kind of want to be presiding officer now.
Why should you be presiding officer?
Because I've got the bailiff. Isn't that right, Betty?
Don't call me names.
You would rule by force? That's no way for a presiding officer to behave.
You think you could do better, pretty boy?
As a matter of fact, yes. As the only member of our party with royal blood, I believe I am best qualified.
Oh, we're pulling that card, huh? Well, excuse me, my lord. How thoughtless of me, my lord.
My bloodline is no joking matter, Fina.
Of course not, my lord. I would never dream of contradicting his lordship.
I will thank you not to make a mockery of my title.
Oh, there's no need to thank me, my lord.
That's it.
Please, peace, both of you. Sterling, sit down. Let's forget the question of a presiding officer and listen to Meltier.
Fine. Just so long as Fina promises to take this seriously.
If it makes you feel better, your lordship, sure. I never understood this human obsession with nobility.
Can I talk now?
Gods, please, yes.
Right. Yeah, so, as we know, there are two suns, Sola, the large yellow sun, and Solita, the small red sun. Given that the suns are arranged in a binary system, that means they're technically always facing each other, so the good news is it doesn't matter which they're referring to. Why are you clapping?
Great exposition, Meltier. Real quality stuff.
If you keep interrupting, the lad will never finish his thought.
Sorry, kid, go on.
So the next question is, how do we get a peace? Now, luckily, we have a few options here. Yes, Sterling? You don't have to raise your hand.
Meltier, just to be clear, you're saying the final ingredient is a piece of one of the suns?
Yes.
Oh. Well then, what are our options?
The first option is to just ask. Friar, Paylor is the patron god of Sola, correct?
That is correct, yes.
It's kind of a long shot, but we could just ask Paylor. He might set us on a quest or something to prove our worthiness, but I think we can handle that.
Now, Meltier, I don't know what you may have heard about the gods, but most of them, my own Lord Paylor included, are not what you might call talkative.
I mean, I said it was a long shot.
Matter of fact, it's a little worrisome when the gods do speak. It's usually the first omen of a minor doomsday, and really, who's got the time?
What are the other options, Magic Man?
Well, we could summon a piece of a sun, which is not my specialty. I'd have to do a lot more research, maybe talk to some friends.
Ugh, after the vampire, I'm not too keen to meet your other friends, kid.
Oh, that reminds me. And we'd probably have to go back to his library.
Oh, God, no.
We'll need more steaks and garlic.
Any other options, Meltier?
One more. We could, go get it ourselves?
No.
Now, hear me out. Heroes have done it before.
Yes, and usually they die. They die a lot. I don't want to die for something that I might not get paid for.
How is something like that even possible?
It usually involves a magic ship that flies, an impossible-to-reach standard of heroism. And did I mention the dying?
Well, that sounds...
expensive? Very right. Well observed. A little beyond us? Also right. Wow. Batting 1,000. And did I mention lethal?
Suddenly, the vampire seems downright hospitable.
Oh, he was hospitable, all right. I nearly stayed for good.
All of these plans seem just a touch...
impossible?
Yeah, but they're all I got.
Well, it's a good thing we didn't actually promise to break the curse, right?
Still, to be so close, one element away, and not be able to finish the job, we should try at least one of them.
I would be willing to ask my Lord Paylor, but I wouldn't count on him answering. His timing is ineffable.
And we are not going to a sun. I'm putting my foot down right here and now, or I would if my feet reached the ground.
That leaves your friends in the library.
Yeah, and honestly, I'm not even sure that'll work. There's gotta be an easier answer than this.
Why don't we just wing it?
Because the last time we did that, you got turned to stone.
Oh, yeah.
No more adventures without extensive planning.
Boy, I can tell that our future adventures are just gonna be a laugh a minute.
Better than dying.
Yeah, I know. You know, it's weird, but I've definitely heard this story before.
What story?
Oh, you know. I must know 100 variations. There was once a very important person who was under a terrible spell. Or maybe dead. Or maybe they weren't important at all, except to the hero. Did I mention the hero? He or she, but usually it's he, was brave and wise, widely admired and inarguably good, despite a penchant for philandering. In order to save this important person, the hero was required by the gods, or by a ransom, or by a dungeon crawl, to take on 3 important tasks. 1, retrieve mysterious and magical plant life in a difficult-to-reach environment. 2, acquire the body part of a legendary monster, which few can defeat. And 3,
get a piece of the sun?
Why do you interrupt me when this is just getting good?
Sorry.
It's funny. The third thing is almost always way easier than it's supposed to be. Usually a riddle of some kind, you know? A test of wit.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, come to think of it, gods, could it really be that easy?
What are you thinking?
Meltier, you said it was the sun which faces the sun.
Yes.
Sterling, can I borrow a knife?
I suppose so. Not my sword, though.
You think I can lift that thing? Just a knife.
Here.
Thanks. Hold this. Be right back.
Now, where is she going?
You know, I've always wondered if there was something magic about this instrument.
There isn't.
Well, how else is she able to perform all this magic?
She just is.
Halflings aren't usually magically inclined, you know.
You say stuff like that all the time. How do you know?
Everyone knows. I bet if I were to... ah! Well, maybe not.
Quit it.
My question still stands. How does she do it?
How did you get good with a sword?
Well, practice.
Yep.
Ah, she's coming back. Hello. That didn't take long.
Guys, we're all idiots. Here's your third ingredient, Meltier.
A flower?
Yeah, kid. A sunflower.
Aha! The sun which faces the sun!
But...
I told you. It's a test of wit. Here's your knife back, Top Gun.
That's it? That's it?
That's it. Unless you think it's more likely the recipe calls for a literal piece of the sun. Thank you, Sterling.
I suppose not. It's just...
this means we're done?
Yeah, basically. We can break the curse now, right?
I guess we can.
To reverse a disgrace.
To get paid.
To save a young girl from a lifetime of trouble.
Yes, that too.
What are we waiting for? Let's go!
Next time on In Between.
You make bold claims, adventurers. How do I know this isn't a trick?
Your Majesty, Meltir is well able to perform the necessary ritual.
If he is not, I will execute you all.
Oh. Good.
Episode 6, The Plan, was written and directed by Hannah Rank with assistant director William Rank. The show is produced and edited by Catherine Ayers. The voice of Sterling is Marquise Dijon Archuleta. The voice of Betty is Kaylee Christopher. The voice of Fina is Riley Jones. The voice of Walloon is Kira Mills, and the voice of Maltier is Austin Mowat. The King's voice was provided by William Wright. Fina's guitar is played by Eli Isbell, and our theme song is by Eli McElveen. Want to know more about the Inn? Visit us at thegoblinshead.com or find us on Twitter, and don't forget to rate and subscribe so you don't miss what happens next. Thanks for listening. Today's special is Pixie Absinthe, made from the finest ingredients from... What's that? No, of course it's not made of pixies. At least I think it's not. Oh dear.
Hey campers, have you heard of Season 5 of 5 Jams and a Trenchcoat from Inside the Tent? You haven't? Well, let us tell you about it.
A nice, green, natural regional park. This is Hidden Falls Regional Park. For our purposes, in our world, it's a bit larger than it actually is. It is the summer of 1983, and it is all of your first time getting to stay at Hidden Falls.
We promise it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a story of three childhood friends going across the Americas in 1987 using Kids on Bikes, second edition. So grab a blanket, make some coffee. The first three episodes are available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Pocket Bard is the immersive audio app that allows game masters to weave music, ambience, and sound effects seamlessly into their games with just the push of a button. It's intuitive, easy to use, and now Pocket Bard has gone from your pocket to your PC. That's right, Pocket Bard is now available on your phone and your desktop computer, making it even easier to bring in the perfect music right when the climactic battle begins. Now GMs who run everything from their PC have access to Pocket Bard alongside their other tools. It's the same Bard on a bigger screen. Plus, Pocket Bard is releasing their new cozy lo-fi collection for free to celebrate the new desktop version. These scenes will add even more flair to the quiet, contemplative moments of your game, where your players sit around the campfire and make plans for their next adventure. Download Pocket Bard for your phone or your computer from the App Store or straight from pocketbard.app.